Yesterday afternoon, Marlins starter Adam Conley sought his first win. Giants pitcher Matt Cain also looked to get into the win column for the first time. From AT&T Park in San Francisco, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins were in desperate need of a victory in San Francisco, and they got one. And they got one because they had many, many contributors today at the plate, on the mound, even defensively. Everybody helping out. Marlins beat the Giants 5-4. Giants won the first two games of this series. They had outscored Miami over the last couple of days, 15-3. Giants were swinging the bats well. They were pitching very well. Marlins, not so much in either count, but that changed today. Giants scored first. Bottom of the second, it's Adam Conley with two outs and nobody on. Trevor Brown walked. He went to second base and a base hit by Brandon Crawford and scored in a single by Gregor Blanco. And the Giants were up 1-0. Marlins even the score, though, in their half of the third inning. D. Gordon leading the way. He had a one-out single. He stole second. He stole third. After a walk to Marcelo Ozuna, Christian Yelich hit into a fielder's choice. Ozuna was erased, but Gordon crossed the plate, and we were all knotted up at a run apiece. They would stay that way until the fourth. Leading things off for Miami, Giancarlo Stanton. He didn't field it in his first at-bat, and here's a drive to left. Back goes Pagan, turns around, looks up. Goodbye! Giancarlo Stanton with his fourth of the season. And one pitch into the fourth inning, the Marlins have their first lead in the series. It's 2-1. Well, the Marlins need to get Giancarlo going. He had a good day today. They had several other hitters, Ozuna, Gordon, Real Muto among them, who they need to get going. They all had good days today. That Stanton home run gave the Marlins their first lead in this series. But didn't last long. Bottom of the fourth, first man to face Adam Conley was Hunter Pence. On 2-1, Pence gets a hold of one. Long drive to center. Ozuna's back, and just like that, we're tied. Just to the left of the 399 side in center field, Hunter Pence goes deep. It's his third of the season, and it's a 2-2 game in the bottom of the fourth. Now facing Matt Cain in the fifth, the Marlins tried to untie things with one out. Back-to-back hits from Gordon and Ozuna had men at the corners for Christian Yelich.
The other run, there's a ball grounded to the right side. Up with it, panic to Crawford, one, and there'll be no throw to first base. And D. Gordon comes in to score. That run puts the Marlins up again, 3-2.
Giants tried to come back in their half of the fifth with one out. Angel Pagan reached on a fielding error by the shortstop Miguel Rojas. He took second on a single from Joe Panic. So the Giants had two men on, one out, and Matt Duffy at the plate. No, Matt Duffy single to left field. Pagan came toward the plate trying to score the game-tying run, but Christian Yelich gunned him down at the plate, 7-2, and the Marlins maintained their lead, 3-2. They added that lead in the sixth inning, chasing Matt Cain. They got back-to-back hits to begin the inning. Derek Dietrich a single. JT Realmuto on his way to a four-hit day with a double. Second and third, nobody out for Miguel Rojas.
And Rojas pops it up into medium center. Blanco fights the sun, makes the catch. Here comes the runner, Dietrich. He will score, and tagging at second, going to third is Realmuto as the ball got loose on the infield after Blanco threw it in. So the Marlins lead 4-2.
Lead didn't last very long, though, because Hunter Pence walked to begin the sixth inning after Conley came back to get Trevor, or not Conley, yeah, it was Adam Conley still in the ballgame. He got Trevor Brown in a fly ball to right and Brandon Crawford in a ground ball to second. He issued another walk, this one to Gregor Blanco. So two men were on with two outs. Conley lifted from the ball game. Brian Morris came out of the bullpen. First man he faced was pinch hitter Brandon Belt. Belt with a base hit. That made it a 4-3 game, scoring Hunter Pence. And the Giants weren't through. It was back to the top of the order, still with Morris in the ballgame. Angel Pagan.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's lined to left field, a base hit. Charged by Yelich. Dropped by Yelich. Home to score the tying run is Blanco. Over to third base is Belt. We are tied at four.
Both starters done in the sixth inning. Matt Cain for the Giants, 5 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 4 runs. He walked 2, struck out 4, allowed to Stanton homer through 99 pitches, 65 strikes. For Miami, Adam Conley went 5 2/3. He allowed 4 runs on 7 hits. 4 walks were costly. 3 of them came around to score. He struck out 2, allowed the home run to Pence. 88 pitches, 50 strikes for Conley. It would be a no decision for both starting pitchers. Cody Egee got out of the sixth inning after the game-tying hit by Pagani. Came out of the bullpen and struck out Joe Panic. So this game was tied at 4 into the seventh. Both bullpens hung zeros in the seventh inning. Then in the top of the eighth, with one out and the bases empty, JT Realmuto, 3 for 3 on the day, stood in for Miami. 2-1 to JT. High drive to left center. Back goes Pagan. He's at the wall. Goodbye! JT Realmuto's got his second career four-hit game, and he's capped it with a go-ahead home run in the eighth. So the Marlins went up 5-4. Could the bullpen make that lead stand up? They were set up for Phelps in the eighth, Ramos in the ninth. Well, the eighth was a roller coaster ride. David Phelps walked the first man, Brandon Crawford. Gregor Blanco singled, and right out of the chute, the Giants had met at the corners with nobody out. Pinch hitter Denard Span on a 3-2 pitch worked a walk, so now the Giants down and run had the bases loaded with nobody out. It was back to the top of the order for Angel Pagan. The 0-2. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Phelps comes home. That's one. Back to first. It's as easy as 1-2-3. A double play. Two outs now. Still runners at second and third, but there's a way out of the inning for Phelps. And that way out of the inning was to retire Joe Panic. Giants had him loaded with nobody out after the 1-2-3 double play, second and third, two outs. It'll be an 0-2. Phelps to Joe Panic, and it's in there for strike three called. Phelps with a big fist pump on his way back to the dugout. The Giants had him loaded with nobody out. And David Phelps escapes a double play ball and a strikeout. We go to the ninth. Marlins up 5-4. The Houdini-esque escape in San Francisco is our move of the game. Brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So then it was A.J. Ramos' turn in the bottom of the ninth. Still up a run, 5-4. He struck out Matt Duffy for out number one. He struck out Buster Posey for out number two. But Hunter Pence singled his second in the ballgame. The Giants had life. Tying man at first. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth, their last chance. Catcher Trevor Brown.
A.J. to the plate. A swing and a broken bat ground ball to third. Rojas down to second. D covers there for the force out and the ball game. Brown's bat just virtually exploded all over the place. And Pence is out 5-4 for the final out of this game. And the Marlins have beaten the Giants 5-4.
It was a nail-biter and the Marlins win it. 5-4 the final for Miami. 5 runs. 14 hits, 2 errors, 9 men left on base. For the Giants, 4 runs, a dozen hits, no errors. They left 11. Kyle Bearclaw, the winner in relief, 1-0. Josh Osich, the loser, 0-1 for San Francisco. A.J. Ramos, save number 3 in as many opportunities. Time of the game, 3 hours, 14 minutes. And another sellout, 41,509 here to see it. Marlins improved to 6-11. The Giants fall to 9-10.
So that's it for the 3 games in San Francisco this season. Next up, Los Angeles. At 10:10 tonight, the Marlins and the Dodgers play Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, at 9:40 p.m.
Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.